The Australian government is urging Japan to change its family law system in relation to parental child abduction. Earlier this month, an Australian father received a six-month suspended sentence for trespassing while trying to find out more information about the location of his children who'd been taken by their Japanese mother without his consent. The ABC understands that Australian embassy officials met the Japanese Justice Ministry to express concerns about Japan's single custody system. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Tokyo.
Parental abduction and alienation have long been acute problems in Japan. Catherine Henderson is an Australian teacher living in Tokyo. Her children were taken by their Japanese father last year.
Once people find out that it's either abduct the children or the other parent might abduct the children, it's just really unfortunate because at the end of the day, the children are losing out on the possibility of, even after divorce, having a relationship with both parents.
Children often lose contact with the non-custodial parent after an acrimonious split. Ms. Henderson says there are around 20 Australian children taken in Japan that she knows about, but lawyers estimate overall there are hundreds of children taken every year without consent. Lawyer Akira Ueno says it's a big problem because the court system here favours the stability of the child, leaving them where they are at the time of divorce proceedings.
When a married couple becomes estranged and one parent disappears with the child, the police don't intervene at all. The parent doesn't get charged. But if a left behind parent tries to take back a child who was taken, then that becomes a criminal act.
In May last year, Australian man Scott McIntyre's children were taken by their Japanese mother, and he hasn't seen them since. Last month, he was convicted of illegally entering his estranged in-laws' apartment building in Japan while trying to find out where they were. Scott McIntyre's case has brought widespread attention to this issue and the fact that Japan has no joint custody system after divorce. Last week, Australian embassy officials raised concerns on behalf of the Attorney General, questioning whether Japan's single custody system acts in the best interests of the child and ultimately trying to get the government to change the law. Catherine Henderson says it's positive to see the government raising this issue.
I guess it was the first concrete sign of action being taken that we could see by the Australian government as a result of, you know, numerous emails and letters and interactions really going back to about September last year.
More than 20 EU ambassadors last year wrote to the Japanese government asking the country to respect the rights of children to see their parents. French and Italian leaders have also raised the issue directly with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The Japanese government has a study group looking at revising family law, but any change would be most likely years away and far too late for the parents already left behind.
That's the ABC's North Asia correspondent, Jake Sturmer, with that report from Tokyo.